Our friends Hayden Johansson and Felicia Hegg. Felicia Hegg, the owner-operator from York Clover McDonald's in the house. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. And, you know, just chatting a little bit before we went on air, I learned about something that I didn't know, but is very exciting. So take us from, we are going to connect McDonald's, Clover,
Coca-Cola,
Hayden, to Coca-Cola, World to Cup. The World Cup,
it's right here. It's about to go down.
Yes.
Felicia, I will start with you. You are the owner-operator of the York and Clover McDonald's, and Coca-Cola did a promotion to set up to where one of or multiple of your employees could be flag bearers at the World Cup. What was this promotion?
It was a promotion to get us to improve incremental sales of Coke products in the stores. And York and Clover both came in 2 and 3 out of doing that. So
wow.
We were able to win a position for 2 flag bearers, one from each store, to go to the World Cup. And that was out of 41 from the entire Southeast down to Miami, only 16 in the Atlanta region. And Hayden was one of them because of her skills.
Well, we know that McDonald's Coca-Cola is always the best, right?
I mean, hands down.
It doesn't matter if it's Coke. I'm a Diet Coke person. My wife loves Sprite, and she'll always say, I want to get a McDonald's Sprite. Now, she will go in and she says, there's something extra to that McDonald's Sprite. What is the difference when you have a Coke product at a McDonald's location?
Our water is triple filtered, and we keep the product less than 38 degrees the entire time. So the syrup, the water, everything that comes through is always less than 38 degrees, and that makes it extra crispy, which is why she loves that Sprite.
Yeah, she says the McDonald's Sprite has a kick.
It does.
And you just nailed it, extra crispy. Yeah. I never thought about crispy except for like fried chicken,
right,
but
right.
Who knew? Coca-Cola and the straws, extra wide. Smooth. I don't know. It's just an experience. And I'm sure it was fun, Hayden, for you to really, did you go above and beyond in terms of promoting the Coke? Or did you just, I don't know. What was your secret for winning?
Getting people to buy more
Coke.
Yeah. Were you saying, hey, would you like a Coke with that? Is that what you were saying to them?
No.
Our Coke is delicious. Did you know our Coke is triple filtered?
No, my managers just think I'm awesome, so they picked me.
I like that. Confidence.
Okay, confidence. Check.
So, Hayden, you had an opportunity because the Clover and York stores won this promotion. You had an opportunity to be a flag bearer at the World Cup in Atlanta just last week.
Yeah.
What, number one, how did you get selected? Because it was your experience as a flag bearer, and they said, okay, you be the person. How did that come about?
My manager just said I was really hardworking and that I seemed perfect for the task, so she selected me.
Okay, well, so
that's a high compliment.
She also said that you're on marching band, so that you have some experience being on the field, and that you are really good at balancing school and work and doing a great job of that.
So when you found out you got selected, what did you tell your mom when you said, hey, I got picked for this? You pick up the phone and call her? You know, how did that go down?
I got all this information, and I just sent it over. I was like, hey, I need all this information back so that I can get it submitted to them. And she just gave me all the information for it.
Okay. And so tell us about the trip. You obviously went down there. What was it like? And which game did you do?
The South Africa versus Czechia game.
Okay. What was it like to be? The World Cup, we know, is a
huge,
worldwide phenomenon. Some people say it's bigger than the Olympics. What was it like to experience that you're sitting there right in the middle of the biggest sporting event in the world?
It was kind of scary, but it was really fun.
I mean, really, that is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you will talk about, and it will follow you when you apply for jobs in your future, or that thing like, what's something interesting about
you
that stands out? Yeah, you could be like, well, let me tell you.
Thank you for asking.
I appreciate that.
Take us through the day. Okay, you get there, the game. What time was the game that day?
The game was at 12.
Okay, so a noon game. What was it like? What time did you have to get to the stadium? What was it like once you got there? And then once you completed your task as flag bearer?
We had to wake up at like 5 and meet at a certain area. It was like 20 minutes from the stadium. And all the flag bearers and other people met up over there. And then they bussed us over to the stadium. And we did a bunch of practice runs. And then we did some in-uniform practice runs. And then we pretty much just waited until the game was about to start. And then at about 11:40 for the pregame ceremony, they had us go out there, and we held the flags for the pregame ceremony as the players walked out. And then we went back in and got to watch the game.
That's awesome. How big were the flags?
They were kind of small.
Okay. Which flags were you carrying?
I was holding the South Africa flag.
Yeah, who won the game?
It was a tie.
Okay. Well, I was going to give you credit if South Africa won. Say, hey, you know, that got there, but yeah. Ties.
So did some carry South Africa and some carried the other team?
Yeah. They had one side carrying the Czechia flag and the other side carried the South Africa flag.
Did you get to choose or they just assigned it?
They just assigned it.
Okay.
Did you walk in a line formation or did they just say, okay, everybody stay in this group, walk?
We walked in a line.
Okay, so your marching band really did come handy. That's
absolutely
great.
What was the security like getting into? I mean, you have to go through a bunch of security, that type of stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Was it the most you've ever been through in your life?
Probably. We had to get like the special wristbands. We can get checked in at like 3 different areas and get into our main area. And they fed us breakfast, so it was okay.
Did you make some friends with other flag bearers while you were there?
I didn't really talk to anybody else other than the York McDonald's person that was there.
But this was all over the United States that they had this opportunity for youngsters, or was it a regional opportunity?
I can't answer that. I think it was
regional, but okay. I don't really know.
I really don't know that either, but I do know they gave her swag.
She's wearing this.
We like to know about the swag.
Yeah, this was her uniform she got to wear on stage.
Oh, wow.
So,
that is special.
Felicia, was this something that you guys aimed when you saw the promotion come out? You guys really pushed it hard, or it just happened that this many people in Clover, New York want to buy Coca-Cola?
I think it really just happened that many people. But we do upsell. I mean, we do say, would you like a drink with that? Would you like a Coke with that? So
works out well.
Well, we love Coke.
Would you like a large Coke with that?
now we're talking.
So it was based on the amount of syrup and stuff ordered?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah, so it was a large is a value upselling from a small.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I know if it was, you know, amount sold from that standpoint. Well, this is super exciting. I know there was another young lady that did it as well from the York store. I just found out she was under the weather, could not be with us today.
Correct. Her name is Taylor Evans, and she could not be here today.
The timing of this is good, though, because vacation, and so many people start their vacation with a good cold Coke from McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the go-to.
It is.
Stopping a pit stop. Come on, McDonald's, Coke, you got to have a little something-something. You guys bring it all. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Congratulations, Hayden, on the opportunity. Congratulations, Felicia, for your stores having two individuals of the 41. Pretty incredible.
I thought so. Thank you.
I mean, that's pretty strong.